Have you wondered what all the hype is about AI and how to use it for your podcast? Then you will love this episode as I chat to PodSqueeze creator Tiago. He shares how AI can help automate and repurpose content, your podcast, obviously, and some tips on how to use the AI. I even learned something new about timestamps. Let's take a listen. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey guys, for all of you that know me, you know I love tools and software, things to help automate. And of course, you know, AI has been like the hot topic of the century in the past number of months. And so I have Tiago here with PodSqueeze, a killer AI tool for podcasters. And we're going to chat about podcasts and AI. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here and to talk more about AI and podcasting and how these two go together.
Yeah, I feel like it's been like a slow burn. Like there's been like lots of sites and lots of options. And then all of a sudden, like ChatGTP, whatever the hell it's called, has like, you know, everyone's talking about it and everyone's using it. And then all of a sudden it just went boom, it like exploded.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, to be honest, this technology came out of nowhere, it seemed. Because I've been following AI for a long time. And I've even done my master's around it and everything.
Oh, wow.
So I kind of knew what was possible. But even so, I was not expecting that literally from one day to the other, everything would change. Like my life would change.
Yeah.
Because of that. And suddenly AI was so much more smart and approachable. And everyone can literally use it. You know, even if you are not familiar, if you're not a tech person, or tech savvy, you can use this. So that's why also ChatGPT had such a wider reception. Like everyone started using it, and it was much faster. The growth was like, I don't know if you saw those graphs, but it was so much faster than like Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, everything. So
insane.
It's crazy.
It is insane. And so like, yeah, all of these apps and options are coming out of the woodwork. And not that I mean, obviously I'm submersed in podcasting world. So I see them that relates to podcasting. I'm sure there's even like AI in like hospitals that they use it for. I don't even know what for. It's insane. So how did you use your AI skills and your knowledge and lean into podcasting? Like why podcasting?
Right. So I've been an entrepreneur, a full-time entrepreneur or indie maker, as we call it, for around 2 years. And I've been, so it's been full-time, my full-time occupation, and I've been trying building a lot of different kinds of products. And when I started this path of being an indie maker, I also started my own podcast because I love podcasting.
Yeah.
I really do. And I love listening to them. And I'm much more an audio person than a visual person. So I much prefer perceiving content and listening than to actually reading. So I started my own podcast where I basically started narrating my own journey and as well interviewing other people, other entrepreneurs. Yeah. And then I thought that this was super cool and started building a lot of other projects. And then GPT came along, and together with my co-founder, we started kind of brainstorming ideas and thinking, okay, what can we do with this technology? Because this will disrupt the world. This is already disrupting the world. So it's probably a great opportunity here to create some businesses. And I knew and I know how hard it is for podcasters to grow their audience. You probably know as well, right? It's so hard and it's so much easier to do it with YouTube and other mediums. With podcasting is really, really hard. So we thought that maybe we can do something here. We can do something to help podcasters because now we have this API that we can use, which is basically an API to a brain, super smart, And we already have technology that transcribes the audio. So why not repurpose content and help podcasters to just spread the word across multiple channels, you know, social media, SEO, if you want to write blogs, etc. Mm-hmm. So we thought, okay, let's try using this integration, ChatGPT, and use this to help podcasters repurpose their content and create show notes, blog posts, tweets, titles, timestamps, you name it. We try to create everything that can help podcasters spread the word. So that's kind of how the idea came to be.
That's awesome. And yeah, the fact that you were able to create something so fast and just the timing of it all. And so I can't even remember how I came across your app. I might've been in an email probably. And I'm like, ooh, Pod Squeeze. And I'm like, of course the name is like catchy, right? So I'm like, oh, I'll check that out. Tried it. And I'm like, well, that was easy. And like, yeah. As a podcaster, there's so much you have to do to like capture people's attention and create content. So for those that don't really know, like how can AI help a podcaster? What can it create?
So when you use PodSqueeze, and we try to make it really simple. So that's even because our main way of marketing and bringing people or bringing the awareness to people is through emails. So it's probably how you also.
Oh, there you go.
Exactly.
It worked.
And I mean, it's working really well. Normally people do not like, they do not appreciate this kind of cold emailing, but we have gotten great feedback and people actually thanking us for sending the email, which is really cool. And it's so we wanted it to make, to be super simple to use. And I think we kind of nailed it there. So you can just go there. You can either upload your episode or just use your RSS feed. Mm-hmm. Normally people upload because they want to generate these assets before actually publishing the episode. So you can just upload your audio file, you click convert, and then you just wait a few minutes and then we'll generate. Then it's like magic. To be honest, it's so magic fast. For me as well. Because again, what OpenAI was able to do with ChatGPT, it's incredible. So when we just integrate as well with them, and when we see the results, of course, that there was a lot of work to tune the prompt and to be able to generate all of these assets, but they do pop up there and it kind of looks like magic. So we create show notes. So then you just look at your screen and all of these assets just materialize in front of you and you'll be able to access the show notes, titles, the timestamps, all of these nice assets. And then you can also edit them. So let's say that you want these assets to follow a certain tone or your own voice, your own brand, you can actually apply GPT prompts on top of those. And I don't know it's very simple. You can just use your natural language and just tell what you want to achieve. So as a joke, you can just say, write it as you are a pirate, for instance, and it will be a really, really funny result. But you can also say, write it in the style of, Alex Bloomberg from Gimlet Media or some kind of personality that you admire, or you can even say, write it for an audience of entrepreneurs or an audience of, people that love horses.
Yeah. And, I didn't know you could get that granular. That's neat.
Yeah, you can. Actually, there's actually a whole new job description or profession kind of showing up, which is to be a prompt designer. So you can really get a lot of things done if you give the right prompt.
Yeah.
So you can just let your imagination run and get the results you need.
That's insane. And now I need to go in and to the back and have it come out as if I'm a pirate, because now I'm curious.
It's really funny. It's really
That's
funny.
That's awesome. You get
a lot of bars and...
Yeah. That's a riot. But from a serious perspective, I find a lot of podcasters, whether they're host or they even guest, that they don't lean and leverage show notes. Like, to me, they're so important. So for the audience's sake, can you kind of share like why show notes are so key?
Sure. Before doing that, let me ask you a question, actually. What is show notes for you?
Pardon me?
What is a show notes? For you
because I think that I know there's so many different terms, right?
Yeah,
to me it's like the summary of like what the podcast episode is about, or it's like teasers so that I know, oh, this episode is going to cover this, this, and this. That interests me. Therefore, I'm going to listen.
Perfect. That's the same definition that we are using at PodSqueeze. However, there's also this other definition that basically says that show notes is all the notes you put on the show. So not only the teaser, right, or the description, as well the timestamps, the links, everything. I just wanted to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
I think that we have the same definition here.
Totally.
Let's say that the show notes contains a lot of different assets. One is the teaser, the description, right? And for that, as you said, you just want to give enough information so that you get the possible listener curious about your episode, right? So I don't know. Normally, I think listeners, there's two categories, people that already follow you.
Yeah.
And then they just want to know what this episode is about so that they can just start playing it, or people that just are curious to learn about a specific topic, right? So totally. If they want to learn about AI, and then they will use this teaser, this description to see if the topics that they want to learn about or listen about are covered in that specific episode. And then, of course, that can also be used as SEO, right? Because a lot of people search for a specific topic on Google or any search engine. And if you have that, your audio converted into something that is easable to be parsed by Google and these search engines, then you'll appear in the search results. So that's also a great way to use this description. Then you can also use, sorry to geek out here a little bit, but
it's all good.
If we include the definition, the broader definition of show notes, you can also include timestamps, which is
something I love the timestamps.
They're really neat. It's cool because it's something that before, as a podcaster myself, I had never had the time to actually create those.
Right.
Because it's so much work, right? You need to re-listen to the whole episode and like write everything down and, you know, get the timestamp when it actually happened. Yeah. But now it's possible, and I'm just using those assets, and something really interesting happened. So I was basically just copying that content and pasting on the show notes of my provider, and it was distributing through multi-platforms. And I do use Spotify to listen to podcasts. And then I was listening to my own podcast. I don't know. I'm weird. I like to do that.
It's good. You can hear, how to improve and, something
Wrong
with that. There's no shame in that, Tiago.
Cool. No judging there. So I was like listening to that, and I saw that there was some kind of segmentation on the timeline, and I thought, wow, this is cool. And then as I was stepping in those segments, I saw there was a title, and I thought, wait, this title is coming from my timestamps.
Oh.
So I didn't know about this, but actually Spotify is smart enough to actually parse this data, and then it will segment the episode and people can just go through it much easily just by appending the timestamps to their show notes. So that's also another way to use and to somehow
I didn't know it did that. Now I'm gonna look at my show on Spotify and double check.
Do that and let me know if it works. Hopefully it does.
Actually, you know what, I don't even include my timestamps on like what I put in Libsyn, the host. I just put like a summary. But now I think I will be adding the timestamps.
Yeah.
That's slick.
I just added them. Like I started with a description. Then I put the links. Also, PodSqueeze gives you like the mentions and the links, so that if you forget about like what we talk about, then I just put the timestamps there because I assume most of people won't actually read them. But then you know they are parsed by Spotify,
and
probably other platforms.
But even if you read them, it gives you a little snippet of like.
Yeah.
Key highlights that are covered, right?
True. Yeah.
It's super helpful.
And if there's a specific topic, so imagine you listen to the whole episode and then you just want to revisit a specific topic, you can just you can click on it or see when this topic starts and just go directly there.
I know. And honestly, I don't know if you know this, but like for me, I actually use that to help myself create like video snippets and reels because then I know at about that timestamp it's going to cover this topic and I think it's hot, So then I can jump ahead to that spot and find like the nugget that I want for like a reel or whatever. And even just to like, ooh, I want to write a social media post about that part. I just find it just helps kind of narrow it down when you're creating content afterwards.
How do you create these video snippets?
I use a couple of different tools that I'm not going to share.
Okay.
But
it's like, is it software or like you have to create it yourself?
You do have to create it yourself, but it pulls in the transcripts. Like, so it creates the captions. It's all branded. So you can edit and play with it. And then you like scan over the text and then hit clip and
Got it. Pulls that clip out.
Yeah. It does have some AI features that it just added on where it picks the clips, but for some weird reason, the branding of it is a bit awkward. So, and sometimes the clips that the AI chooses, I'm like,
they're not the best.
It's not really a key point that I would have raised. So I'm a little picky when it comes to that.
That's hard. Yeah.
But the timestamps for me are super helpful because then I can scan right to that spot and then find the nugget. So at least I'm not scrolling through the whole thing.
So you scan and then you just select the part you want and just create the snippet.
That's so the timestamps help me for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something we want to do as well. We want to bring, so again, like our mission is to just help podcasters grow their audience. And we started with written assets, but we also want to go to video most likely. And we want to make this whole process smoother. So this is great feedback that you're giving me so that we can actually use that. And
yeah, you bet. I'll share you the tool offline then. Perfect. Sorry, audience. If you need video snippets, you need to call me. But going back to Pod Squeeze, the other feature that I thought was really cool was like sharing the title. Normally people have to come up with the titles on their own. What would you say, like what makes a catchy title for you?
Well, that's a great question. So actually we just finished writing a blog post about that. So I can somehow use what I've learned. For me personally, I just go with my guts. I don't really know what works, what doesn't. I just try to apply my own voice to it.
Nice.
There are a few techniques. So from our little research, we know that if you start with a question about the specific topic you are going to cover in the episode, again, it also depends on what kind of podcast you have. But
yeah,
if you start with a question, that normally works, right? So let's say, how can AI help you as a podcaster? Something like this. I don't know. And then people already know, okay, probably I will get the answer for this, and it has good conversion. And normally there's also like a typical length that you don't want to make it too short or too long, right? I think in general, I just see what works. That's my suggestion. Like, try to play around with different titles. I do change the titles after publishing. So if I publish an episode and I see people, or the conversion rate is not as good, or people do not really understand, I try like playing around it and changing it a little bit to see what works. But I think it just changed for everyone.
I've never, ever thought of that. Like, I feel like once it's live and released, you're like, it is what it is. But I've never thought of going back, changing the images and changing the title and then pushing it out, because you obviously can promote it because it's evergreen. But to do that, to see if you get, like, you attract more listeners, that's brilliant. I totally have never dawned on me whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's super smart. But the AI is really, again, they're not like boring titles where it's like five ways to bake a cake. It's like, it's, they are catchy actually, like, and they can have a little fun with it. And just the choice of words is impressive.
Yeah. So the way I use Pod Squeeze titles normally is I just get some inspiration out of it. So I see the titles, say, okay, this is cool. I just take, and then I can also give a little bit my own voice. We are also trying to work on that to improve. We're always improving the platform, always listening from the feedback of our users. So hopefully in soon we'll have even better titles, but so far I'm basically using those to create the some inspiration.
Yeah, no, I like them. One of the other features that I think is really smart as well is that like to use the content to create like a newsletter or to email your list. So I went in talking with podcasters and doing, you know, podcast audits. I'm like, oh, do you email your list about your podcast? And they're like, oh no. And I'm like, what? Like, to me, that's an obvious. So I love that. Yeah. You create that content. Are there any tips that you have or like other benefits that you can share for creating that newsletter?
Yeah. So actually the newsletter is something that, again, I didn't do it before because I didn't have the time, much like the, right? the timestamps. I do think that a lot of people do not know that email marketing is still a great way to do marketing, right? I mean, that's
absolutely
how you got to know PodSqueeze. So it's definitely a way to explore because you also have more control over it, right? So if you think about other social media like Twitter or Instagram, whatever, mm-hmm. you don't really own your audience. So basically they can just cut you off, or if you don't interact with algorithm enough, they will maybe cut your reach. So emails, once you have that list of people that actually opt in, people that really want to listen to you, to your voice, you can just email them and they'll most likely read it, right?
Yeah.
So it's a great strategy. And I think a lot of people do not realize that. So what we do with PodSqueeze is that you can just generate all of these assets in a super, so you can generate all of like the newsletter in a super easy, simple way. And you can basically, okay, you need to edit it a little bit, again, give it your own voice, and then paste it in a platform like MailChimp or some kind of platform that basically makes it easy for you to send these newsletters and manage everything. And bam, you just have another way to repurpose your content, to broader your audience. And I personally still not using it for my own podcast. I know a lot of people that are using for others. But it's something that I really wanna do it. Do you also do it for your own podcast?
I do, yeah. And then same with clients who are like stuck for like, oh, I email my list like once a month, and I'm like, that's crazy. You need to email them on a weekly basis. So sometimes we do the email where it shares the episode, what they're a guest or whatever. But then I'll also do another email where it's just like one tip. So it's just serving, right? It's just, here's a great tip, a quick read. And then in the PS, you can share like another resource or that episode or something that you got coming up or whatever, but just to stay top of mind. And again, always be serving and giving them content for sure. And it's just so easy.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's a good tip as well. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe something we should bring to the table.
There you go. Are there any tips that we need to know for using AI? I have found that some people have used AI, put it on their website or wherever, and like, you know, it's not perfect. It's like they just copy and paste and go with it. Like how, yeah, like what tips would you give us so that it's used to its best?
So tips that are not, PodSqueeze related, obviously, right? So
as a podcaster, like should we tweak it? How much should we tweak it? Is it okay to like piece things mm-hmm. together from
So obviously the first tip I would give is to use tools like the one you mentioned that also helps you repurpose your content and create snippets, or like PodSqueeze. Mm-hmm. Different kind of approaches is to use AI to get some ideas. So let's say you have no idea what topics you should cover. So you can just play with ChatGPT. You just can go there and say, hey, my audience are entrepreneurs again, or podcasters. What the type of topics are they interested in?
Yeah.
And so it will kind of spit out a bunch of suggestions you can just use. You can also use that to write a script for you. Why not? So you can just go there. Yeah, you can just basically write down a bunch of topics you want to cover and say, just write a script for this kind of audience and you will like do it perfectly and you can just like read it out. You can use to summarize content. So if you want to talk about a specific topic, so you want to talk about, let's say, email marketing, you can get a lot of content and summarize it and say, hey, take just extract three or four topics that I should cover in my next episode and can give you some suggestions. So
these
are, I guess, some ideas you want to use.
No, that's a really good idea. Do you know what else I've used? I can't remember if it was the show notes or the newsletter piece that came out of Pod Squeeze, but I actually used it for my YouTube description for the video.
Yeah.
So I was able to put the timestamps in there. I'm like,
perfect. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
We also have the keywords actually. So you can, we also generate keywords now so that people can just copy paste these keywords to their
YouTube videos. I forgot about that part. I know. Well, thank you so much for the tips.
Thank you.
I think AI is like, it can feel like a scary, weird techie thing that you're like, I don't even know how to use, but, I just want to let people out there know that Pod Squeeze is, super easy to use. And I need to use the tool where you can like adjust the voice of it a little bit more, but now that you've given suggestions on like how to do that, I think, that will definitely help for sure. And so how can people find Pod Squeeze and like what is the pricing?
Podsqueeze.com. You can just go to the website or just search it on Google. Pod from podcast and squeeze from squeezing, like squeezing a lemon.
That's awesome. I didn't put two and two together, like the squeezing lemon. But that makes sense.
So that's kind of the idea. You are squeezing as much content as you can from your podcast. Podsqueeze.com, and then you can I'm also on Twitter if you want to like reach out to me directly. So at WB Tiago. But just go there. We do have a free tier which gives you 50 minutes for free every month. So if you're a small podcaster or you just want to try it out, you can do so. We have this, so the first tier, paid tier, it's 160 minutes for $15, and then
it's great price.
Starts from there. And then we also have tiers with more minutes. So here you basically pay for minutes per minute, and we have more for agencies. So agencies that manage multiple podcasts that can also use PodSqueeze, and we have a package for them too.
Perfect. Well, I'm so glad that you emailed me. And then I discovered you, and I've tried it out and love it. And thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for the invitation. It was really a pleasure.
Yeah. All right. See you guys. Hope you try out some AI and dive into podsqueeze.com. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you are guesting on podcasts but still feel like the best kept secret and you want to create authority boosting content with ease while attracting leads and clients, then request a free podcast guest leverage audit to transform your results. Head to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest audit.